grotty, grotty, grotty. They're vile. The whole point of a nice supermarket, to me, such as Waitrose or Sainsbury's, is the experience and the service you get. It's not just about the food anymore. We have evolved in our tastes, both literal and metaphorical. We like a little bit more when we go shopping. Life is stressful enough, and we don't want to be faffing around with sort of poor quality products and just to find the one good apple in the thing, or slightly manky floor, as you tend to get in Aldi and Lidl. We want, generally, we want a nicer experience, and that's what the top-end supermarkets offer.
Right, but many people rave about the quality of the produce that you find in some of these supermarkets, and they say that actually, if you were to take part in a blind taste test, even you, William, a Waitrose fan, you would choose the Aldi version or the Lidl version over the Waitrose version.
I think that's very unlikely, and I'd love to try that at some point. But no, I think anyone with a discerning palate and some stellar taste buds would actually know the difference.
So you say you say the only people that like Aldi and Lidl are well, lacking in taste?
There's a sort of people that drink rosé and think it's great.
Let me bring Howard in Aylesbury in. Howard, hello.
Good morning.
Morning. You're through to myself and William Hanson. What do you think? Do you agree with him?
No, not at all.
Oh, how common.
No, rubbish. Talking rubbish.
You can't just say that people are common because they disagree.
Yes, I can.
Howard, William thinks you're common.
Oh, really? Okay. So why does he think Aldi are common then?
Well, because have you been into Waitrose, Howard?
I have, quite a few times, yeah.
And are you amazed at the difference? It's sort of, you know, the mecca of supermarkets. Can you not see the difference? Or it's so obvious the difference between an Aldi and a Lidl on a Waitrose.
What is the difference,
actually,
though?
Acknowledge you. They help you with something. They don't just, once they've taken, they don't say, oh, it's aisle 14 for the strawberries. They take you to the strawberries. They show you the strawberries. They can talk about the strawberries and their produce and where they've come from. But,
okay.
there's a bit of a pong, though, normally, isn't there, in an Aldi and a Lidl?
There's a pong?
Yeah. It just smells. It just doesn't smell right.
My God. Howard, thanks very much indeed for your call. I've got to move on because we've got so many people. The phone lines are going absolutely bonkers. William, stay where you are. I think lots of people want to get at you. Jan in Dunstable. Jan?
For once in my life, I'm almost speechless. I'm so insulted that I should be called common and have taste... I'm tasteless and... Aldi smells, and I mean, fair enough is that some of the quality is not what you would get in Waitrose, but I live in the real world of that I have to actually pay for my groceries. I think they're a fantastic place, and I would love to take this gentleman round to the Aldi that I shop at and take a smell detector with me to see if it pongs, because it certainly does not, and neither do I.
Fiona in Stevenage. Hello, Fiona.
Hi, JVS.
Hello.
I love Lidl. It's brilliant.
I think William just reached down the phone.
Well, I shop in lots of different supermarkets. I am a quite a busy, regular Waitrose customer as well.
Yes.
Lidl has such...
Do you not feel a bit dirty if you've just said that you're a Waitrose shopper? When you go into Lidl, do you not feel a bit, you know...
Well, no, but to be perfectly honest, I've had to return more stuff to Waitrose because it's often I ever have had to Lidl. And, of course, don't forget TK Maxx.
Oh, no, don't let's start. No,
when Harry goes to TK Maxx.
Fiona, thank you very much indeed. Mick is on the M40. Hello, Mick.
Hiya. Sorry about the line, but no, I don't like Aldi's because I was in there Saturday and I was worried about leaving my shopping on the conveyor belt in case a customer's child actually ate it before it got to the till.
In case a customer's child ate it?
Well, they're all looking at you a bit sideways and a bit up and down. If I have to go in there, and I mean if I have to, I do hold on to my shopping tightly.
Alan's on the line. Hello, Alan.
Hello, Jonathan. Yeah, this is William. To be quite honest, when you shop at Waitrose, you almost have to remortgage. Tell you what, you're a snob, William.
That hurts.